Hello, may God bless you today. May my God bless you today. God, the creator of heaven and earth. God, the creator of man, the one who made our bodies, in our souls, in our minds, in our spirits. The great God, the mighty God, the one from whom we have life. May God bless you today. Today I want to speak to you about God, your creator, the one who created heaven and earth, the one who created nature, who created animals and insects, the one who created the seas, the one who created the food that you eat, the one who created the water that you drink, the one who created the sun, who gives you light. I want to speak to you about your God today, who is my God, the God who created our nations, all nations and all peoples, the God who created everything that exists, everything that lives, the God, the mighty God, the great God, the wonderful God. I want to speak to you about God today. God wants to bless you. God wants to give you life, and life everlasting and full of glory. I want to speak to you about God today, the great God, the mighty God, and there is only one God. I want to speak to you about this one true God. I want to tell you about his name, and I want to tell you about his attributes. I want to speak to you about his character and personality, about his heart. So I want first to tell you that God is good. God is good. According to the Bible, because the Bible is the word of God, it is the revelation of God to all humanity. The Bible is the word of God. The Bible is God speaking to you. The Bible is the book of the instructions of God to all humanity. The Bible is the revelation of God himself, the revelation of who God is, the revelation of his character, the revelation of his heart. It is God's message to you. It is God speaking to you. It is God expressing his mind to you. It is God revealing himself to you. God is speaking to you in the Bible. It is God's word. It is God's teaching. And you need to read it. It is the truth. And God is good. God is good. God is a good God. And he loves you. It is a God of goodness. God is all goodness. There is no wickedness in God. God is good. And God is powerful. God is a powerful God. Look at what he did. He created all heaven and earth. He created the galaxies. He created all the universe. He created the planets. He created the stars. He created the planet Earth. He created planet Earth with the animals that lives upon the Earth, with with the seas, the waters, and all that is in the waters, all the fishes and everything that in inside the waters. He created the insects. He created human beings. And the Bible says that God created us in his own image and likeness. God created us in his own image and likeness. God created us with a will, with a mind. God gave us intelligence, wisdom. God created our spirit man, and he created the physical man. God is good, and God is powerful. You can see it at what he did, at his creation. God created heaven and earth by his wisdom and by his intelligence. God is great. God is a great God. God is excellent. God is love. God is a God of love. God loves you. He's a God of love. God is wisdom. God is wise. He is wise. He is wisdom. God is holy. God is holy. There is no sin in God. There is no iniquity in God. God never lies. God never do any wickedness. God is perfect. God is holy. There's no impurity in God. There is no impurity in God. There is nothing filthy in God. God is holy. God is all holy, and God calls you to be holy as He is holy. God is holy, and God is patient. God is patient. God is changeless. God never changes, and He doesn't need to change. God remains the same eternally. The same eternally is all love, and He will always be a loving God. God, the God of the Bible, the one true God. There's only one God, and God is merciful. He wants it to forgive you. He wants it to forgive you, and through the shed blood of Jesus Christ upon the cross, through the shed blood of Jesus, God has provided a way of salvation to you. God has provided salvation through you, through the shed blood of Jesus, the Messiah, Jesus, the Savior, the only Savior of mankind. So God is merciful, and God is almighty. God is all-powerful. God is almighty. He is all-powerful. There's no mightier than God. God can do anything. There's nothing too great for God, nothing too difficult for God. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's mighty to heal. He's mighty to raise people from the dead. He's mighty to save you. He's mighty to deliver you from all your enemies. He's mighty to heal you from all your sicknesses and diseases. God is mighty. God is almighty. God is glorious. He's a glorious God. Is magnificent, is full of glory, is glorious. All His being is glory. And this is why angels cry out, glory, glory, glory to the God, to the Lord God Almighty. God is glorious. God is righteous. There is no unrighteousness in God. God is righteous. God is just. God is grace. God gives favor. God is majestic. God is majestic. God is majestic. He's a great king, and He's magnificent. He is clothed with splendor and with majesty. God is majestic. He's a king. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's sovereign. He's above all. God is majestic. God is all-knowing. He knows everything. God knows everything. God knows everything. He knows everything in your mind. He knows everything, everything of the past, everything of the present, and everything of the future. He sees all. He hears all. He understands all. There is no mystery. There's no mystery for God. God knows everything. God is all-knowing, and God is all-wise. There's no foolishness in Him. There's no foolishness in God. God is all wise. God is true. God is true. God is pure. God is sinless. God is radiant. God is faithful. God is magnificent. God is worthy. God is my creator. God is our creator. God is our creator. God is our redeemer. God is my strength. And God is my truth. God is the lifter of our heads. God is the lifter of the heads of those who believe in Him. God is the lifter of those who believe in Him. God is all-sufficient one. God is the all-sufficient one. He doesn't need anyone. He doesn't need anyone. God is all-sufficient. God is independent. He doesn't depend on anyone. God is my Savior. God is my Savior, and Jesus is the Savior. So Jesus is God Himself manifested in the flesh. God is my Savior. God is my Savior. God is my hope. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God himself who manifested himself in human flesh, in human nature. Before being a man, he was God, and he always was God, and he will always be God. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God manifested in the flesh. Jesus is my resurrection. Jesus is the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is the Lord. And Jesus is God, the Spirit clothed in flesh. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the Lord of lords. Jesus is the King of kings. God is my authority. God is my consuming fire. God, the Holy Spirit, is my consuming fire. When you receive the Holy Spirit, it is God who comes to live in you. And God will consume every impurity in you, every sin, everything that is not from God and that is wicked. He will consume, is my consuming fire. God is my restorer. God is the restorer of those who believe in him. Father God is my comforter. Father God is my comforter. Father God is my stronghold into a day of trouble. Father God is my resting place. Father God is my refiner. God is my deliverer. God is my refuge from the storm. God is my overcomer. God is my overcomer, is my conqueror. God has fought my battles, and God has conquered in my behalf. He has overthrown all my enemies. He has overthrown all the enemies of his people. Yes, he has overthrown all the enemies of his people. In Jesus, there is victory. In Jesus alone is victory. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to God. Blessed be God. Blessed be the mighty God. Blessed be the mighty God. He is my deliverer. Is it a deliverer of the church? Is it a deliverer of his people? Is it a deliverer of his disciples? Is the deliverer of those who are born of his Spirit and of his word. God calls you to be saved. God calls you to salvation. So receive him, for he is our deliverer. God is our deliverer. He's our overcomer. Jesus is our peace. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is my fortress. Jesus is my everlasting Father. According to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 5 and 6, Jesus is God, the everlasting Father. He is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus is the everlasting Father himself. God is my shade from the heat. God is my healer. God is my healer. God is the healer of all my sicknesses and all my diseases. Is it a healer of his people? Is the healer of our bodies? As is the healer of our souls and spirits, and is the healer also of our finances? God is the healer of all of our whole life. God is our healer. God, the Holy Spirit, is our counselor. God, the Holy Spirit, is the author of our faith. God, who is the Holy Spirit, is our rewarder. God is Spirit, and God calls us to worship him in spirit and in truth. God is Spirit, and God, the Holy Spirit, is my rewarder. God is the rewarder of those who seek him. He recompenses those who seek him. He blesses us. He honors us. He blesses us. He strengthens us. God is the rewarder of those who seek him. God, the Holy Spirit, is our hiding place. God, the Holy Spirit, is our shield. The Holy Spirit is our purifier. The Holy Spirit is our sustainer. Jesus is the sovereign Lord. Jesus is the sovereign Lord. Blessed be his name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. May God bless you.